Senate President Therese Murray is accustomed to weekly closed-door meetings with Governor Patrick and House Speaker Robert DeLeo. But as these three leaders publicly talk about solving the state's transportation problems, they haven't met privately for weeks. Murray was asked if she's spoken to the governor recently.
I have not. We've had our staffs go back and forth.
Since the principals have gotten together on this issue.
It was 3 weeks Monday.
Politics seems to have kept Patrick, Murray, and DeLeo apart, just like their dollar figures to fund transportation. This week, the House okayed $500 million, while the governor hasn't budged from his $1 billion-plus plan and promises to veto the House bill. This difference has led to a political war of words, starting with the governor.
I think you have to be careful when you speak and the rhetoric and the words that you use if you want to move things ahead.
Having said that, Murray took aim at the governor's more expensive transportation plan while addressing the Greater Boston Chamber.
The administration's plan, in addition to raising the income tax, eliminates 44 tax exemptions that would have deep and biting effects on people in every community across the Commonwealth. The legislature is confident that there are other ways to move forward.
And the way forward may be in the Senate, where Murray is behind an $800 million plan, still shy of the governor's stated compromise of splitting the difference and landing at $1.2 billion. The Senate is scheduled to begin debate on their plan on Saturday. It's expected to pass, and then the governor will find himself in an interesting situation. Settle for much less money than he wanted, or risk getting no money at all. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.